From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The European Union's antitrust regulator Tuesday ordered technology company Apple to repay Ireland $14.5 billion in back taxes. It said Apple received an unfair tax break from Ireland and managed to avoid almost all corporate taxes across the 28-nation bloc for more than a decade. Margaretha Vestager is the EU Competition Commissioner.
Apple now have to repay the benefits worth up to 13 billion euros plus interest.
Apple Chief Executive Tim Cook immediately said the U.S.-based multinational company would appeal the ruling, as did Ireland, where nearly 6,000 people are employed by Apple. Cook said he was confident the ruling would be overturned. Richard Murphy is the director of tax research.
Does it dent Apple's fortune? Not a lot. Does it really change the rate of return Apple is going to make on its European operations? No, not a lot. Will it prevent it investing in the future when there's people wanting to buy Apple products? No.
In Washington, U.S. officials worried that U.S. taxpayers could eventually bear the brunt of the decision. A car bomb exploded Tuesday near Somalia's presidential palace in Mogadishu, killing more than 20 people. Among those injured in the blast at the SYL Hotel were the Minister of Transportation, the State Minister for Defense, several lawmakers, and two local radio journalists. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the attack. The United Nations on Thursday raised its estimate of the number of people killed in Yemen during the past 18 months to 10,000. Fighting has put millions of Yemenis in need of humanitarian aid. UN humanitarian coordinator Jamie McGoldrick told reporters the figure could go even higher. This is VOA News. Republican Donald Trump is facing a pivotal moment in his U.S. presidential campaign against Democrat Hillary Clinton as he is set to explain his immigration policies. Trump plans to lay out his proposals Wednesday in Arizona, a southwestern state along the U.S. southern border with Mexico. In recent days, Trump has offered mixed signals on whether he still supports his original call to create a deportation force to send the 11 million illegal immigrants living in the United States back to their home countries. Lawyers at the impeachment trial of suspended Brazilian President Dilma Rousseff are making their final arguments before the Senate votes on whether to remove her from office. Rousseff, the country's first female president, was questioned by senators for more than 14 hours on Monday. After giving a 30-minute speech laying out her defense, senators will hold a final debate Wednesday before voting on the verdict. The United States says both Turkey and U.S.-allied Kurdish forces in Syria are critical to the fight against Islamic State forces in the region. U.S. Army General Joseph Fotel, head of the U.S. Central Command, said the U.S. relies on both parties to help counter Islamic State forces. U.N. High Commissioner for Human Rights Zayd Raad al-Hussein is calling on all French seaside towns to rescind bans on the burkini. Lisa Schlein reports.
In weighing in on this controversial issue, the UN's top human rights official, Zayd Raad al-Hussein, does not disguise his disdain for a policy he regards as discriminatory, humiliating, and counterproductive. The High Commissioner says he agrees with France's highest administrative court, which ruled on Friday that the ban constitutes a grave and illegal breach of fundamental freedoms and should be suspended. The High Commissioner's spokesman, Rupert Colville, says dress codes disproportionately affect women and girls, undermine their freedom to choose what to wear, and are humiliating and degrading. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
The United States and India will bolster their sharing of intelligence on known or suspected terrorists. Here is Secretary of State John Kerry.
More broadly, we reiterated our unwavering commitment to the protection of our citizens and to defeating the terrorist mantra of bigotry and of hate.
Kerry says the governments have also agreed on a joint cyber framework to reduce cyber crime. In a series of 40 rescue missions launched off the northern coast of Libya Monday, Italian Coast Guard personnel and several partner agencies saved about 6,500 migrants said to be traveling from Somalia and Eritrea. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.